Hey there, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart, and I am so glad that you found me. In this podcast, I just share my heart, I love to share scripture, and I love to dish out encouragement. So thanks for finding me. I pray that this podcast encourages you and fills you with joy. Hey there, I'm coming to you from quarantine life, out for a quarantine walk in the middle of quarantine, the day after Easter. And I'm just sitting here, actually I'm walking here, reflecting on some of the blessings that come from quarantine life. One of them is that it's kind of a little bit even the playing field for average people. So, you know, you have those people who are influencers and have 50,000 people who follow them on social media, people who do videos and blogs and all these really produced podcasts and things, and they don't, for the most part, have their fancy studios, their expensive equipment that they're using right now. So they may be just using their phone and earbuds as well as a more normal person. So in a way, it just kind of feels like the playing field has been leveled or brought kind of the same level in some ways, which I just kind of think that's cool. I think it's neat. Another unexpected, here comes the car. Another unexpected blessing from quarantine life is that in regular life, there are so many opportunities, so many things that we could be doing, should be doing. We could go here, we could go there, we could do this thing, we could research this, we could talk to that person. And it's overwhelming for me personally, just the amount of things I could be doing with my time. And then I get overwhelmed and think, oh my goodness, what is the best option? What's the best thing I should be doing right now with this time that I have, this short amount of time between while my kids are at school or while my son's at preschool before I have to pick him up or before I have to go to this appointment. And so I get overwhelmed, that kind of analysis paralysis kind of thing. But in quarantine life, there so much of that has been taken off my plate. You know, I don't have anywhere I have to go, have to be, things I have to do. I don't have to pick someone up then here or there, or make it to this appointment or that appointment. I mean, there may still be a few appointments, but it's much different. Our schedules are kind of wide open, as well as the expectations that we would attend this event or go to this thing, or, I mean, there still are some events online, but it's definitely different. And so I am really appreciating just the freedom in my schedule and the lesser expectations on me. I've realized that's better for my personality to have less of those expectations that are saying you should be doing this and you should be doing that, and if you really want to get ahead, you should do that. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm still getting those emails from people who are selling their product or their service or whatever, but it's lessened, and I'm really enjoying the freedom of time, the freedom of lesser expectations, the freedom of, oh my goodness, my world has been turned upside down. Now what? I don't have to, quotey fingers, have to do all these things. And a lot of them I can't do. Some of the work projects and people I wanted to reach out to, they're not at their job. They're at home. And so it would not be appropriate to reach out to different schools about doing my dance program or different work ideas I've had. So in a way, that frees me up to think about what can I do in this season? What can I focus on? And to just narrow it down to not thinking about all the things I can't do and not being distracted by all the things I'm overwhelmed with, the analysis paralysis of what maybe I should be doing, but what can I actually do in this season, in this time now? And so I can use my mind, a little more clarity of mind to think about that. Here's another UPS truck. Real life. So what can I be doing? And to really take that to the Lord and pray about it and say, okay, this is the time I have. These are some of the ideas I have. God, what should I focus on right now? What would be serving people? What would be helping people? You know, in this time, there's a lot of talk about being sensitive. People are losing their jobs. People are afraid. People are sick. People have family members who have gotten coronavirus. And it's just a really uncertain time. And a lot of people are struggling with fear and anxiety. And so how can I and how can you be of service? How can we ignite hope and help people choose joy? How can we show something different in this time frame? How can we be a voice of encouragement rather than of doom and gloom or fear spreading? So those are just some things that I have really enjoyed about quarantine life. I've also really enjoyed having more time with my kids. More time with my kids where they don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to go anywhere. There's not an expectation to be at a sporting event or an after school event or go to a field trip or go see this place or see that place. It's like it's not waiting for me, you know? It's all just gone. The UPS truck is following me, y'all. Okay. So I would love to hear, reach out and share with me some of the hidden blessings that you're finding in quarantine life. Are you enjoying the slower mornings? Are you enjoying the slower pace? Are you enjoying time with your immediate family, the people in your home? Now, of course, we're missing out on friendships and we're missing out on the fun. I am an introvert, so to be honest, I'm really loving parts of quarantine. There are parts that are hard, but I'm really enjoying not having the expectations on me to be here or be there or do this or do that. I still have some expectations on me, but it's different. And I'm enjoying this reset, this freedom, this time. And perhaps you are too. And I don't think we should feel bad or guilty about that. We should look at the blessings in the situation, right? We should look at the joys that are there and not focus so much about the struggles and the hardships. And people have talked about after quarantine life, are we going to lose what we've learned, the lessons we've gained? Are we going to go right back to life as it was before? And you know, I think that's a question each family, each person has to ask themselves. There will probably be families that go straight back to being out of the house every night of the week, running here and there to different sporting activities and plays and extracurricular activities and the gym and this and that. And there may be people who are a little slower at adding back in those activities. Maybe there'll be people, maybe you perhaps, really enjoy the time with your family that you're finding, the slowness, the quiet, the time to do a puzzle, the time to look in your kids' eyes, the time to listen to them tell their story. Just the different cadence of life that is slower, relaxed. Perhaps you like the breathing. Maybe you're breathing deeply. Maybe you're breathing deeper than you have before. Maybe you're walking slowly. Maybe your brain is clearer. Perhaps there's a mental or emotional clarity that is coming over you now after the shock of finding ourselves in quarantine. Whatever it is, I just want to encourage you, spend some time, some quiet time, in prayer, with a pen in hand, journal, voice recorder on your phone, whatever works for you. But think about, write down some of the blessings that are coming from this time in quarantine. Write down some of the hardships so that you remember it. It's always good to have that lens of truth. You know, we can remember a situation, you know, just remember the good or just remember the bad, but it's nice in the moment to actually write down, what is happening? How are you feeling? What are you doing? What is really hard? And what's really great? And then assess, pray, think about it. What do you want to take with you back into life after quarantine, after the restrictions are lifted? We get almost a do-over, a reset. We get to choose, you guys. We get to choose what we're going to let back into our life. We get to decide if we're going to schedule play dates every day of the week. We get to decide if we're going to attend birthday parties every single weekend, sometimes multiple times. We get to decide what we're going to add back in, if we're going to play all those sports, if we're going to do that play. And we have to weigh it against what we're giving up. The quiet, the stillness, the slower mornings, the watching a movie together, the doing a puzzle together. And you know, it's going to be different for each family. And that's fine. There's no judgment there. You find what works best for you and for your family. But I think as we look back over this time of quarantine, whenever it ends, that there will be blessings there. So I want to encourage you, write those things down. Start beginning thinking those things that you don't want to give up when you go back to regular life. God has you. God has us. He has ordained and allowed this time of quarantine, and He is going to use it for our good. You know, I think a lot of children are going to look back over quarantine as a time of blessing and a time of fun, where they had more of their parents' attention and focus. Yes, there are hardships, and yes, there are a lot of emotions going on during this time. And I don't want to minimize those. But the Lord is here. The Lord is near. And perhaps this reset is a way for us to focus on what God wants us to focus on. Him. Our self-care, our own health, our relationship with God, our relationship with our family, our relationships with our kids. Taking the time to really invest in sharing our values, our hopes, our dreams, what we want our kids to know and accomplish and learn. Sharing our lives with them. I've been aware of that. That's been coming up more and more when I look into my children's faces and I think how quickly time goes. And I know that someday soon, I'll blink and they'll be graduating high school. They'll be leaving my home. They'll be moving on. And how I don't want to come back to a bunch of regret of things I wanted to do with them, but I just didn't because I didn't prioritize it. Or I thought I had the next day, or I thought I had the next week, or I thought I had the next year to do that. And then all of a sudden, the days, the weeks, the years have caught up with me. And now my child is an adult and ready to move on. I don't want that regret, and I don't want that regret for you either. So let's be intentional with the time we have with our loved ones. Let's be intentional with this quarantine time now. However long it lasts, we have a choice right now. How are we going to respond to quarantine? What are we going to do with the rest of our time in quarantine? Are we going to complain and whine and numb ourselves to fear and anxiety by just binge eating and binge Netflix watching? Or are we going to use that time for good? We can pray and ask the Lord what He would have us do, what He would have us focus on. Maybe it's a skill that you've had for years, but you have not touched or picked up. Maybe it's returning to a hobby. Maybe it's returning to writing or art. More cars. Maybe it's reading a book you always wanted to read. Maybe it's learning something you always wanted to read. You always wanted to learn. Maybe it's doing an activity with your children that you've kind of just put off because you've all been just too busy. I know we have these scrapbooks that I've wanted my kids to do for years, and I've just kind of put it off thinking, well, when they're older, we'll do that. We also have some ideas for some characters and some stories we want to write and have my middle daughter draw some pictures to go with those stories. You know, that sounds like a great use of time, of quarantine time. Also, I want to encourage others. I want to reach out. I want to be a light, a source of joy, pointing people to joy, pointing people to the Lord, pointing people to hope. And I'm sure that you do as well. We all have someone we can encourage. We can all also invest in our relationship with the Lord. Take a walk. Sit out and put your feet in the grass. Look at the clouds moving. Look at the trees moving. Listen to the dogs barking. Listen to the quail or the birds chirping wherever you're at. Smell the flowers. Stop and smell the flowers. Feel the wind on your skin. Feel the wind in your hair. Enjoy being alive. I feel like sometimes we just rush to and fro so quickly. And we numb and deaden our senses. We live in this hyper-adrenaline state, going from stress to stress. And this is a season where we can reset, relax, breathe in deeply. We can feel alive. We can examine our life and think about what we really want our life to look like. Make no mistake, there are blessings, even if they are hidden, even if you have to unearth them. There are quarantine gems and jewels that we can find. So take a moment, think about those things, write them down in a journal, reach out to a friend, share this podcast with a friend. You be a light. You encourage those around you as well. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Let's make the most of our quarantine time. I'm proud of you. I'm cheering you on. Make sure you're moving each day. Drink your water. I feel like a big sister here. Spend time in God's Word. Listen to your kids. Give your husband that back rub. Rub his shoulders. Smile. Listen for the still small voice of the Lord. He always is wanting to speak to us in the quietness and the stillness. Listen. Reflect. Be grateful for the joys and the blessings we have in our lives. I'm proud of you. I'm cheering you on. Go make the most of quarantine time. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for listening today. Again, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart Family, and I pray that this was a blessing to you. And if it was, I'm going to invite you to write a review or tell a friend about our podcast. I would really appreciate that so that that can help us get God's Word and this podcast in more people's ears. Hey, I wanted to also let you know about several other resources that I offer that would totally bless you and your family. So I have Joyful Heart Family at www.joyfulheartfamily.com, which is a resource and a website with different inspiration and encouragement for your health, your wellness, your family, your relationship with God, even creating happy family traditions. I also have joyfulheartdance.com, which I started a family-friendly, God-honoring, dad-approved dance program for families. We offer classes online and in person in our Glendale, Arizona home studio. Visit joyfulheartdance.com or joyfulheartcourses.com to learn more and to take some of those online classes. I also started a courses website where we have inspiring and educational information and resources for you to grow in whatever area you are looking for. It's joyfulheartcourses.com. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you so much. Now go have a blessed and joyful day.